Inshallah, see what we can do. In general, what I prepare is maybe a little bit lengthy presentation, but inshallah, I'm going to make it as much as possible short, so inshallah, we can have some information in general. Before I go to that, first of all, what we have a Sunday school curriculum, including the Arabic curriculum and Sunday school curriculum. This year, we are kind of editing that. So I'd like to ask all the teachers, those who are teaching, please look that if you see or if you find something to be fixed or you want to, inshallah, accommodate some of more information, please let us know so we can accommodate that. The goal is end of this school year, the editing part will be taken place, and for next year, we can have a new version of Sunday school curriculum. The reason is, alhamdulillah, we did a couple of years back, but still we need to, every couple of years is good to revise and to see what we can do and how we can prevent the errors or mistakes, or if we want to add it more and more, inshallah, that's going to be comprehensive for the students. Having said that, first of all, the preface for this presentation is, alhamdulillah, all of us, we are sitting as a waratha al-anbiya, warathatul anbiya, the inheritors of the prophets, because teaching is a job of prophets, and all of us, we are carrying the same path. So therefore, what we are doing here is exactly what Holy Prophet or all other prophets they did. So it's not just privilege, rather it's a huge responsibility and test on us. We have to be answerable on the judgment day. In general, if you look at the ahadith and riwayats, what ahadith and riwayat says, the teaching professional is something so sacred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward unimaginable and uncountable reward for us for each and every step you take to come and to educate the student. You're going to be subject for having all the ni'mat and rahmats. Even Imam Ali al-Islam, he has a beautiful saying, "Man 'allamani harfan faqad sayyarani 'abdan." The one who teaches me one alphabet letters, he made me his slave. What does mean? This shows the importance of the teacher, how the teacher important in the eyes of Islam and Imam Ali al-Islam, Holy Prophet, and in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to compare that, there is a hadith that when a student take a step towards school to learning this Islamic knowledge, for each and every step, he will get a reward of darajatun nubuwa. What is that? Maybe we don't understand. But that's what ahadith and riwayat says. And angels and malaik will welcome the student with the wings. What about the teacher? Holy Prophet says, "Ana, I and prophets, all the prophets qabli before me, we are welcoming the teachers." For students, who is welcoming for the students? Angels. For teacher, who is welcoming? Holy Prophet and Anbiya welcoming for each and every step you take towards the, education, or you want to come and educate them. So that's why it is so sacred. And according to hadith and riwayats, kannujum, teachers are like stars and sun and moon, to give the light for those who are living. Imagine that if there is no light, if there is no moon and stars and sun, how people they can have guidance. Without light, there is no guidance. So teacher is a guider, is a star, giving a light for the people, for those who wants to learn. So this is your job. So that's why it's very important for all of us to understand that what a huge responsibility and sacred job we are carrying. So the same amount of reward we are going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these good things, the huge responsibility also lies on our neck. So we have to be careful about that. So in that context, if you want to look up to the responsibilities of the teacher, this book, inshallah, will be ready about the spiritual development for the teachers. Because last year in full-time school, Sabah Academy, I had classes for the teachers every other week. One of the teachers, she was generously offer her service to take the notes and to make the book, alhamdulillah. And right now it's ready, and it's a matter of editing and some of the points. Inshallah, my goal is maybe in a month or so, I'm going to distribute this book for all the teachers also. It's an ample amount of good informations. And once you read this book, you will get a more and more clear idea. Just I'm going to go and highlight about these points. First area for the responsibilities of the teachers is qualities of the teachers. A teacher who wants to strive, who wants to dedicate, who wants to be in teaching position, what types of qualities they have to have? The first one is knowing the sensitivities in the teaching field. According to hadith and riwayat, I quoted lots of hadith and riwayat about that. What does mean sensitivities about the time, place, student, and also the environment which you are teaching? Sensitivities about the time is very important. Although you get only 2 hours a week, some teachers just they get one period a week, that 40-45 minutes is so sensitive in the eyes of Allah and also in the eyes of the people and parents, because they have a huge expectation that my son or daughter, once they go to Sunday school, they can have a good understanding about the knowledge and Islam and Quran, and they can be purified in the school. Although once you look at the hours they spend outside of the Sunday school, whether it's a full-time school or in the home environment or any other places, it's not compatible that you can undo all the poison or all the things which exist. But still, 45 minutes or 1 hour is something, it's in your hand. How you can utilize that? Time is very important. The second thing about the sensitivity is the place. What place you are living? As if our students and we are living in, for example, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Lebanon, or any other countries, maybe our responsibility is different than what we are here. So this is the only asset, this is the only way, this is the only, for most of the parents, this is the only source of knowledge about Islam and Quran. So that's the place which you're living. And the challenges is uncountable. You cannot even count the challenges which arises in the secular system, in the school, and here, there. So you have that type of environment, and you're living in the one of the high tech and one of the most developed area on the earth. And you have this so much time, and also you have this huge responsibility, and our students, they have access to all types of internet and here and there. With that bombardment of the information they're getting from here and there, this is the place which you are living. You're not in, for example, one of the villages in India. Your job is easy and you can, you know, do whatever you want to. It's very important. The third thing about this insecurity is children, student itself. I remember that when I went to India during my the studying in Qom, I thought that 2 months I'm going to be in India, I can teach Sunday school, something like this. Sunday school, they have their Friday schools. So okay, Friday school I can teach there before the Friday prayers. So okay, no problem, thank you, welcome, and so on. So brother, this is the tools. What was the tool? One stick and one the book. Said, why I needed this stick? So no, you needed that. So believe me, you needed that. So book and stick, that was the tool for me. But here, when the students, they come, some of them, they go to one of the very famous good schools. And the students, they want to compare that. Wow, I'm coming to this Sabha school from Palo Alto, our mission, or this and that. And they want to compare everything from the relaxed environment of the classroom there, from everything, what do you do? Because the teachings here is so secular, and they're teaching and injecting all the poisons. No problem, you do this, that's up to you. You don't want to take it, like, you don't care about others. You, everything. So with that, and you have a precious student in your hand, and how you want to deal with that? It's very important. And on top of that, one of the sensitivities is the cultural aspect, unfortunately, is very poisoning. Cultural aspect. So for the cultural aspect, you have, for example, Indian, Pakistani, Iranian, blah, blah, all that. And on top of that, you have some of them is, for example, he's a son of Maulana Abidi. This is, for example, daughter of the board member and this and that. You have all this, unnecessary hurdles and obstacles on the way. And you don't know what to do end of the day. Okay. So in that case, you have all these sensitivities. You have to be very careful what you're doing, how you want to manage that. That's the first and foremost point about sensitivity. So the teachers, they should know the place, the time, about the environment, about the students, where they live, and what they have to do. That's first. Second, organizational scale. Each and every teacher, they should be a good organizer also. When I say organization of the teacher, is not only decoration of the class, maintenance, and how you want to discipline. Again, there is a lots of ways to discipline, how to discipline. So there is a good ways and bad ways. The bad ways is physical discipline, or spiritual discipline, or emotional discipline. All these three is completely unacceptable. Although physical, the discipline in the Islamic countries is okay, but here, more than anything, because of the law, and you cannot even imagine that. I was in the month of Ramadan in St. Louis, one of the principal of the school, just because she got upset because of time after time, one of the noisy, naughty boy making the noise and all that. And just she said that, pull her, the ear of that, the boy. And that's it, police call. And it was a big chaos. And then they changed the principal and apologies and all that. So it's more than anything because of the law of land. That's, we have to, like, otherwise maybe Islamically, maybe you have some other excuses, but and also a study shows that physical abuse will not going to impact on the student. That's also. Second, sometimes some of the teachers, they think that spiritual discipline is good. If you don't do that, you cannot read Quran. If you don't do that, you cannot attend, for example, prayer. If you don't do that, for example, you cannot do this. All the spiritual aspect. So that's also is not good at all. Sometimes for the discipline, teacher, they choose emotional discipline. Emotional discipline to, for example, verbally abusing the student, or, for example, telling the student that how bad you are, or, for example, awakening the, for example, fitra nature about, for example, oh, you're Indian, or you're Pakistan, you're Iranian, or you're this, and your tribe is like that. All, for example, you know, so these type of things is completely not acceptable. What we can do is, one of the beautiful way of disciplining is with muhabbat and akhlaq. How we can do that? There is a lots of discussion, inshallah. Once you read this book, inshallah, you can have more and more understanding. But inshallah, you also are doing, and you're following sometimes time out time this and that. Oh, I want to send it to, for example, the principal, and those type of things is okay. But more effective thing is a akhlaqi discipline to awake them. Sometimes, oh, I'm not happy with you. Just to express that you are sad or you're not happy with this action, that will impact more than anything else. So the practical ways is there. That's the first, sensitivity and organization. The second thing is education. Here, what I mean education is not education or knowledge of the field you are teaching. No, that's I'm going to come one of the qualities. But education in general, teacher, especially once you want to teach here, you need to have a general knowledge. For example, even if you are teaching Quran, being Quran teachers has nothing to do with the history and other things. But at least if you can go through the Sunday school material, that's why one of the teachers, when she asked me what I can do in during the summertime, the best thing, I said, if you can go and read all the Sunday school books, whether you're teaching first grade or fifth grade or 10th grade, or whether you're teaching Quran or history or fiqh or akhlaq, whatever, it's good asset for you. So once teacher go, maybe in a week or so, she finish. Alhamdulillah. It's good. So at least if you gain that size of knowledge, it's good. So general knowledge. Most of the general knowledge you have, mashallah, about the politics, about this, about that. But once I say here, education, it's not, I don't mean that you have to implement, for example, all your knowledge in your class. No. Our school, solely dedicated to Islamic point. Politics, what is going on in India, who is president, all that is good. Although we believe that religion is part of, part of the religion is the politics. Not the politics of Muawiyah, but more like politics of Imam Ali al-Islam. We believe that. But here, for sake of students may they get distracted to here and there, everything. So what we have to do is our focus should be Islamic teachings. But sometimes it's very important to say who is the Yazid of the time. That's good. For example, if any of your students, they ask about, for example, Philistine, what is going there here, you cannot ignore the fact. That much I understand. But not to go deep about, for example, politics here, there, in America, here, there. All those has a positive and negative points. Because of the time fact, you don't have that much of time to explain everything. Once you start something, you may not complete your answer. Yes. Yeah, I mean, you see, there is two different aspects. One is a class itself. One is outside of the class. For example, if any students wants to talk and discuss, even about the controversial things, it's okay because you have much more time and all that. Because we believe that you are like teachers, you're responsible and all that. But during the class time, because you have so much of time, a goal should be to limit what is given you the task. So that task, if we limit that, it's good. So then the education meaning that it's good to have a general knowledge, especially because you want to educate your kids in the Islamic knowledge, in that field is very important. And the third quality is acting according to knowledge is very important. Brothers and sisters, I cannot emphasize anything or any more about this. If I know that backbiting is haram, at least I have this knowledge. If I continue to entertain a backbiting with my students, with my colleagues, outside of, you know, in the school atmosphere, at least school atmosphere, that will drag to more and more problems. So what the message I'm giving to the students, same thing about the hijab, about other things, about the brothers and sisters also. Please, this is something sincerely I'm asking. If we know, otherwise, if we don't follow that, if we don't be a good role model and example, it's going to be big problems, big chaos in the future. So we cannot achieve anything. So that's why at least school atmosphere, school area should be sacred, should be covered with Islamic dress code and Islamic, you know, environment. وَمَنْ دَخَلْهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Why we have this, you know, ayah? Those who enter, is not only about Masjid al-Haram, any masjids, any education system. So that's why, because we believe that this is a replication of that. Otherwise, why has Masjid sanctity? According to Allah Matabatabai, if all the masajid around the world, if they don't have same sanctity as a Mecca, not going to go to Tawaf and those type of things, the sanctity. So why ahkam will apply same ahkam of the Masjid al-Haram? For example, the person who is najis cannot enter masjid and those type of things. So this shows that there is a compatibility. So here, anyone who enters, they should feel peaceful. If I enter here, I should be peaceful. I should feel that this is mine. Should not have any color of ethnical background, culture, this, that, and those type of things. Very important. So especially school atmosphere, school area. Sunday school is a key. The oxygen for our future generation. If we can able to relax and if we're able to create a good atmosphere here, not Indo-Pak culture, not Iranian culture, not Arab culture, not, for example, anything, but Islamic culture. If we're able to follow that, if we're able to create that, we are succeed. We are successful. Otherwise, we cannot. That's very important. So acting according to knowledge. Fourth one is knowledge of the field they are teaching. I mean, you are teaching. It's very important. Let me again clear this point. Lots of times, once you talk to the, you know, teachers, for example, here, Brother Mushrif is sitting. May he think, I'm giving an example, brother. May he think, why I have to prepare before a school? I'm teaching this almost 30 years. Although he's 28, 26, brother, inshallah. Okay. So why I have to, like, for example, prepare myself? No, it's very important. With preparation, once you come, it will, you know, different than without preparation. Great scholars, great ulama, among them Ayatollah Burujardi, when he was invited somewhere for example, dinner, and then said, can you speak for us a few minutes? He went to member, he said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, I'm not ready, I didn't prepare for this speech. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullah. So why? So I don't want to waste my time and your time. He could, for example, go off and on here, there, mashallah, once I get the podium, I can speak for 5 hours here, there. But our ulama, they had an akhlaq. They know what they're doing. It's very important. So that's why teacher, if they don't prepare themselves before they come to school, is going to be failure. So that's why, inshallah, once you get that, Like before, like 2-3 years before, it was a beautiful moment for me that sometimes I used to sit till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock after midnight to receive the calls from the teachers. They're asking me about, for example, this and that and that. But last 2 years, barely got some calls. It means, mashallah, they are more educated than what I was thinking. Mashallah is good. Congratulations to you all. Or you become relaxed. I think it's very important to focus on and to get ready and prepare before you come to the class. Maybe you are very good at that. Or for example, let's say if someone wants to ask me about, for example, some of the teachers, okay, can you come and talk about, for example, Genghis Siffin, Battle of Siffin? Maybe I have like tens of pages or books of knowledge in my mind, but it's not thorough, precise, to the point. And just if I start, I'm just starting from sky to stars and earth and everything. That's not good at all. Maybe you have a good size of knowledge, but that knowledge should be compatible with the students and with the book which you're given. So don't, like, it's not going to have any bad side effect if you go and read that book, lesson plan and all that ahead of the class. It's in fact is good, and you can learn more and more. So you know that what area you have to teach is very important. And fifth point is purification and self-building skills. We teachers, if we don't purify ourselves, we cannot. About the purification and self-building, it's a lot to talk. But just I'd like to mention a few points, and then, mashallah, you guys, you are muallim, and you know what you're doing is, you know. In purification and self-building, if you don't prepare yourself to that point, even when you speak, your word will not going to affect in the hearts of the students, period. That's why the student, the way he's changing his life, one of the beautiful saying of Sheikh Rais Bolisina, one of the greatest scholars and philosopher of Islamic history, he says that the amount of knowledge I gain and I learn, and the amount of purification I learn during my teaching period, I was not able to learn during my student life. So you as a teachers, you're learning a lot. And also you're gaining lots of good, purifications and self-building skills. So one of the brother, he called me and he said, Maulana, I cannot thank Sabah. I said, why? He said, from the time my wife, she's teaching in Sunday school, she changed a lot. And he said that she, before I used to tell her that this is not good, this is good, and all those things. And now she is commanding me. I'm ashamed of her. I cannot see her face because sometimes I do something, So this is very good achievement. This is very good. So with that, we can have a better family system. Otherwise, if our families are struggling, if I'm teaching and I don't care about my wife, my children, so what message I'm giving is going to be disaster. So let's start this year with this goal that end of this year just is not only changes in the school environment and my students, I want to plant the seeds of purification within me. So I want to change myself. Man nasaba nafsahu linnasi imaman falyabda bita'alimi nafsihi qabla ta'alimi ghayrih falyabda bita'adibi nafsihi qabla ta'adibi ghayrih. The one who wants to put himself or herself as a teacher, they have to start themselves. The one who wants to ta'adib, purify others, they have to start from themselves first. That's the key point. Otherwise, we cannot have any good environment. So that's why once you teach to the students, Once you say something, they will get the catch. And I don't want to say more and more. Believe me, what you're doing, you can change the direction, the vision, the mission, the goals of the students, which parents, they cannot change at all. Parents, although they are living day and night, I can tell you about my son. Sometimes I was struggling to, for example, do something about education, akhlaq, and those type of things. He comes and he changed, like 5-6 years old. Said, "Oh, Baba, my teacher said." That is valuable. So understand that you value. That's why according to hadith and riwayat, teacher, muallim, is a father. A real father. You are parents. So you have to handle the kids, students, as your own children. But in fact, more. Because your influence will be more and more. So that's purification. Sixth one is sacrificial characters. Character. Teacher, in general, has to sacrifice. There is a beautiful example. Marhum Khwani also mentioned that Muallim, a teacher, is like a candle. Consume itself, give the light to others. Has to burn itself and give the light and shine to others. That's what you're doing. Candle cannot get benefit by itself, but giving the light to others. That's what your job. Sacrificial. But again, when we say sacrificial character, sometimes people, they take advantage of that. No, you don't want to give that perception to others that you take advantage of, for example, me, my time, my this and that. No. And also when I say sacrificial character, you should not sacrifice your family time, your families. Because the moment we step in that area, it means we are going towards the failure of our school. Why? Because our school is to build a better system of the in a family system. But if you want to sacrifice your family and your own time and you want to give, that's not wrong. I'm not saying that. And either I'm not saying that you have to sacrifice your own growth, whether it's, for example, teaching or learning or your work. But still, you can do so much. Believe me, I know some people, they are working as two jobs. They're volunteering here, mashallah, and they're giving a good time. And also, they're giving to the family also good time. You can manage. It's a matter of cutting unnecessary time. Hanging around and here and going there, this and that. Lots of, because we can do so much with 24 hours which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us. So with that, you should sacrifice unnecessary things, not the basic things about family, about your personal growth, or take advantage. No, I'm not talking about that. Rather, you have to focus on sacrificing your spare time, which is not necessary, and giving that valuable time to Sunday school. It's very important. And also, the seventh character for the student, the teacher is passion for the profession. Just, I would like to mention clear point that in general, teachers, whether it's in America or anywhere else around the world, they don't get well paid. Oh, this is a general. Alhamdulillah, although you're getting paid $1 million per year, sister, mashallah, or more. So here, you're not getting paid a pennies. Okay, and also sometimes you feel that, oh, is a discrimination here, there, why this class, why that, all that. I understand. I don't defer that. And maybe we are, for example, not knowingly, it's happening, and it's that's why it's very important to have a good communication and dialogue to eliminate all that. But in general, what you're doing is out of your passion, ishq and muhabba. And what you're getting is, you're not here to please, for example, principal or sabha board, sabha management, or you know, parents. Oh, your goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In passion, one of the very key points is, most of the times when we talk about the passions, people, they don't feel that they are obligated to come punctually. That's wrong. If, for example, I have a time with my lovers, for example, 10 o'clock, I don't want to go there 10:01 because I'm going to blame tomorrow. So this is your house of ishq. Once your house of ishq, you want to be punctual. That's a sign of ishq. Not to be relaxed. It's very important to have that in your mind. Passion is very important. You know that you are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't have a passion, don't, you know, bother yourself to, you know, teach. Because you're not getting anything. خَسَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You have to sacrifice your time and here and there. And you're not getting anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're not getting paid with our Sabah Sunday school also. So then what you're doing? You're wasting the time. But if your goal is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so have that passion in your mind and be punctual, responsible. I mean, the Sunday school should be leading and ahead of all other, you know, the schools here. So that's why sometimes I like feel the pain that other schools, they have more rules and regulations and more codes and everything, and they're successful. And our parents, sometimes they're paying 14, 15, 1800 a month for kindergarten, for first grade, for elementary school here in this area. I know parents, they're paying 18,000 for some of the top, you know, private schools. But when it comes to Sunday school, the same parents, I don't know the same parents, more or less, because I know that some of them, they are, for example, sending their kids for private schools. The minimum is 800, 600, 1200 or something like that. I can say minimum $800 per month, but they want to get a financial aid here. It's okay, I understand. Maybe, for example, what are the reasons? But they don't want to bring the kids on time. There's a problem. So how you can do that? Have once a teacher, if they go to the you know, hearts of the students, a student will encourage the parents, oh, mom, dad, I want to be in school. They have to wait for a week to go to school. How? Because of the teachers. Teacher can change. I can explain. There's a lot to talk. There's a beautiful story of our fourth imam. All of us, we know that the son of Yazid's, Muawiyah, our fourth imam says, Rahimallahu Muawiyah Thani. Why? Because he refused. He refused to take the, khilafat and so on and so forth. He said that this is the rights of whom? Imam, is not me. How he got? One of the teacher, he used to live in Medina. He came to Imam and he said that, my family, or I have opportunity to go to Damascus. Can you allow me? Can I go there? Imam said, go ahead there and, teach there, become a teacher there. He went to Damascus and he started teaching some of the students, and among them, Yazid's son. Because of one influence of the teacher, the son of Yazid, his direction has changed 180 degree from what his father was doing. It's not easy to give up all the pleasure, all the power, all the worldly status and everything. Yes, a student can do because of the teacher's influence. So he can do that. So he can change. Once you relate, because it's a passion, once you relate them with your hearts, with your, passion, they can change. They can feel that, wow, I want to go, I want to see. They will encourage the parents, and they will do that. So that's the key point. Passion is very important in this. So eighth character for the student, the teacher should be hope and not despair. Since this is a hectic job, teacher's job is a very hectic job in general. And that's why, barely teachers can stay, for example, in same class for long years. Studies nowadays shows that, like, if you go to Johns Hopkins studies, They published some of these census that some of the areas, for example, engineers, I don't know, other professionals, they can be in same desk or same room, for example, for 20 years, 30 years. But teachers, same school, same classroom, and same grade, if anyone can be there for 10 years or more, is, you know, very success. So that's why teachers, they prefer to change and do. So why? Because one of the point here is they lose the hope. Because noisy children, naughty boys, girls, this and that. And I don't blame them so much because a portion of that has to go to the society, parents, education system, you know, what we have. And you name it, how the influence is, coming to our kids and our children from left and right. And with all that, high expectation from all the angles. Once you are a teacher and you see all these high expectations, you might think that, you know what, I cannot. So it's better that I don't want to continue. I don't want to go. These type of things can come in your mind. But this key to success is hope. You see, first day, once they come and you want to teach Aleph, you're struggling. Once after a month, you see, they know all the alphabets. You feel proud that Alhamdulillah. The amount of energy you will get, end of the, for example, a month, once they're able to learn and they're able to spell out all the alphabets, you'll feel proud of that. So the key to success in this area is hope. Raja. And not to despair. The moment you lose the hope, that's it. You cannot do that. And this hope, sometimes because of the resistance from the school, or for example, sometimes you don't like, for example, the environment here, or school, whatever, all that. So secondary thing. For example, if you don't like, for example, one of the administrations, or Abedi, or school, that's something else. But after all, your goal is to establish a good environment of Imam Zaman. But once Imam Zaman will come, if I say to Imam Zaman, you know what, I don't want to continue to survive schools and school or anything because, for example, I don't like Brother Mushrif. That's good answer? No. I'm sorry, brother. I like you. That's why you say, yeah, I'm sorry. So this is not a good answer. An imam will not going to buy this. Because, you know, after all, if I have a problem with one person, not with the system. Even if you have a system, let's imam is encouraging to one of his companions to go to Damascus and teach there. Whole environment is against the imam. But still, you can change that. So right now, we are also in the similar situation. You see, one of the greatest enemy of Islam and Quran. I don't want to, again, go to the politics. But, you know, that's what it is. So how we have to, you know, nurture and educate, and how we have to prepare the environment of imam of our time is very important. And then the ninth one is dedication and devotion. That's also very important. الَّذِينَ قَالْ رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Those who say Allah is our Lord. It's not going to be easy. Why? Because once you say Allah is my Lord, it means you submit yourself to the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you won't reject the system of shaitan and shayateen. So in that regard, what you are going to have is lots of problems, pressure here, there. If you don't dedicate and devote yourself, you're going to lose. Dedication and devotion in the educational field, especially for the volunteers, for the teachers, for all those who are engaging in educational system, is very important. A key to success. And 10th, knowing about time and condition they are teaching in. Okay, it's very important. Before we used to say, you know what, teacher, they have to, for example, have these type of things. And right now, our children, our students, your students, they know some, in some of the areas, maybe better than what you know in some of the areas. So you are dealing with these type of students. So then you need to equip yourself with the latest method, latest, you know, way of teaching. And obviously that's also compatible with what our imams also says. We don't want to, for example, go in the line which is against, because some of the educational system here is, if you go, for example, with the music or dance or mix or those or type of things, maybe they are going to encourage more. We don't want to do those type of things. But because we know that this is not leading to anywhere else, rather it's going to lead to a disaster. So that was very important to know what is going around and how they are teaching. Sometimes, for example, even if you look at the speeches of, you know, politicians, although you see that they are shayateen, but what they talk is, even, for example, if you want to sit and you want to listen, they are penetrating in your heart. That's how, for example, they want to attract the people. Okay, so that's a technique, is a method. So once Batil is insisting in their butlan so much, why we can't do? We can do that. So, inshallah. And the 11th is knowledge in the teamwork. Teamwork is very important. Again, maybe I have lots of good ideas, awesome, beautiful ideas, but whether this idea is compatible with others, I can go with the teamwork or not, that's very important. About the teamwork, let me can go a little bit more, because it's very important. If we don't have the teamwork system, maybe we can have nothing. About the teamwork, the first point here is leadership. If you don't have a leadership, you cannot have a teamwork. In teamwork, you have to go with system which comes first, leadership. For the leadership, there is four pillars. One is chain of command. So you know that where to go, what to do. It should be, school policy should be very clear that if you have this question, that question about the curriculum, about this, about that, absenting, it should be very good. And it should be precise message. Everyone should know where to go, what to do. Chain of command. And only chain of command is one pillar of leadership. The second pillar of leadership is chain of comfort. Chain of comfort is also very important. When I say chain of comfort is people, students, staff, the teachers, they should feel free to go to everyone or to each other. They should feel that they are in comfort zone, not the hostile area. It's very important to create a chain of comfort. For the chain of comfort, the same way we have chain of command, we have to have the same chain line. That if you have, for example, this problem, that problem, we have a mentorship system and those type of things. And one of the things is the Sister Kathy, inshallah, I'm going to give to the Sister Nazatar, Sister Rooj, and she's going to, inshallah, forward to you guys. If you need anything, inshallah, as I'm sure that Sister Sabira Rasool, she has lots of skills in that area, and she used to be a mentor for our full-time school, the Sabah Academy, and I appreciate her effort also. And it's, you can go to Sister Sabira Rasool also, because I can say openly that Sister Sabira Rasool is one of the very successful teachers, whether it's academical area or whether it's education, the Islamic education area. When she came like eight years before, and she said that, I don't know, I'm not sure I can teach, for example, Islam or not. Alhamdulillah, you see how she's, mashallah, doing very good and great. So organizing and having a mentorship is very important. Chain of command, chain of comfort. And then third thing is chain of responsibility. Why? Because if we say chain of comfort, maybe sometimes we become relaxed. We have to know that there is a chain of responsibilities also. You as a teacher, you have certain responsibilities. You have to inform, for example, ahead of the time that I cannot come tomorrow. Or for example, you want to have a replacement, you have to inform. This is something we can work with the teamwork. Otherwise, if I don't feel obligated to do so, what's going to happen? No, it's going to be a disaster. Including myself, if I come 5 minutes late, I should inform that I'm coming 5 minutes late. Otherwise, if so, who cares? Then what's going to happen? Chain of responsibilities. And then the fourth one is chain of accountability. It's very important. If, for example, any staff member or anyone is asking you, it's not that you get paid for this position and you're obligated to be accountable for that. No, it's not like that. Just all of us are on the same page. Once we are asking each other, it's more about the accountability and to making this more and more successful environment. Otherwise, we cannot achieve anything. The second thing is vision and teamwork. First is leadership. Leadership has four pillars. Second is vision. Vision meaning all of us, we have to have the same vision. If I'm thinking something else and you are thinking something else, end of the day. Maybe my vision is not compatible to your vision, but we have a similarities. At least we can focus on similarities, which is Quran, Islam, Ahl Bayt, and what we can come up with. So we have lots of similarities and we can share that as a same page. Otherwise, I don't have a same vision, it's going to be very problem. For the vision, the first one is the vision should be very clear. Mission of Sabha Sunday School is this. What we want to do is this. It should be very clear, precise. Second is sincerity in our vision. If my vision is based on my own desire, we're not going to last for a long time. Third one is hopefulness. All the time, our vision should consist of hopefulness. Otherwise, our vision is so strict. Either my way or highway, that's not going to work. Fourth, support. Although sometimes I feel that, for example, this teacher, that teacher, they're not doing a good job. But in general, I have to support. If you feel that Abid is not doing a good job, you can get rid of me. But since I'm here as a teacher, you should support. If you don't support, the school is not supporting, staff, management is not supporting to the teachers or the staff, you cannot have a good atmosphere. One person cannot. And fifth is flexibility. Lots of times, maybe we have a good vision, and my vision is so strict. For example, I believe that this is my vision and this is what. Sometimes I need to have flexibility. I'm not saying flexibility in halal, haram and halal. No. We don't want to sacrifice and have flexibility in halal and haram. Haram, Muhammad, haram, Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, haram, haram. We don't want to have flexibility in compromise on Quran. No. But what I think, the way I want to implement, maybe what I see, for example, one of the teachers, what they're doing, they are not doing good. So they also worry about Quran, Islam, Hadith, Riwayat, all that. But it's a matter of, the way they want to implement. That's we can, sacrifice that. We can talk and discuss. That's not a problem. Yes. These are vision. The third is vision. The fourth one is communication. It's very important to have a good communication. As I like the idea of that. Once you say, okay, I'm coming late 5 minutes. So if you don't write your name, assuming that she called 5 minutes before, but maybe she don't save your number in her phone book. And then she has to go look, and sometimes she don't find out, and those type of things. Very clear communication. Not ambiguities. Not, for example, some if and buts. Very precise and clear communication should be in place in the in the school area. Some of the general guidelines. The first general guideline is sometimes misconception or perception will damage a lot. This misconception and in general perception of the school or a teacher will damage a lot. So if I feel that I'm in that area, I have to clear that. If a school, we have to clear. But in general, it's a matter of trust. We have to trust each other. We are okay to sit, for example, even our colleagues in the Jews or Hindus or Sunni or anywhere else. But how cannot I come and sit and talk to each other? So that will develop the misconceptions. And also will develop lots of uncertainties, lots of wrong ideas in the mind of the people. So it's very important. One of the things is discrimination. Maybe sometimes I don't see that I'm doing discrimination. But in general, people, they have this conception or this misconception from me that Abid is doing discrimination. So I have to reach out to the people. And same thing teachers, same thing staff, everything. So as a team, we can build better and better. Otherwise, if we don't feel, if we don't dedicate that as a team, we cannot. It's very important to have that. One of the things is quality. Yes, alhamdulillah, we have a quantity, 200 plus students and staff and this and that. Sometimes some people, even they think that, oh wow, white road, what we used to do is so pure, so quality. So I'm not saying that we have to go just back to white road and do what. No, I'm not saying that. But we have to focus on quality. So we don't want to sacrifice quality for quantity, for number, for this and that. Let me, I can clear this point that Holy Prophet or Imams and Quran, all that, they look for the quality, not quantity. So quality is very important. So if I don't have a good quality, then it's going to be a problem. One of the things is cultural barriers. It's a general guideline. Cultural barriers. Maybe I'm from India, small town, village of Alipur. I used to do whatever in those type of things. I used to treat with the people this way and that way and whatever. Or for example, I used to teach in Palo Alto, for example, or one of the good schools. And I'm here. All that is good as your asset. But here is different. Cultural barriers, we have lots of cultural barriers. Having, for example, Indian, Pakistani, European, for example, Iranian, Lebanese, or Iraqis, or Afghanian, all that, we have to see as a positive and good point. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. That should be the reason to know each other. That shouldn't be a good reason or any reason to give a person a ranking that you're better or you're higher or you're precious. No, that shouldn't be. So that was very important to take advantage of the cultural things. Just a very simple point. One of the teachers last year, she was teaching about, for example, telling, maybe it was a question, and she was telling about, for example, smoking weed or cigarette and those type of things. And unfortunately, the children's mom, she was addicted to the weed and or weed or smoking or something. And she felt that, oh, teacher, she's talking against my mom. Teacher, her job is to say that. So there is no if and buts about that. But a student, she felt that she is stepping in our culture. And then her mom, she says, in our culture, cigarette is not a problem. She didn't mention about the weed and other things, but says, smoking is not a problem. I'm a woman. I can't smoke at all. So wait a minute, no problem. And I mean, the point here is the way you talk and discuss. I don't want to say that this should be a good excuse not to talk about haram and halal things. No. But how you want to explain, how you want to talk, how you want to convey the message. Because we have lots of cultural barriers. About, for example, about hijab. Once you talk, for example, harshly about the hijab, like some of the parents, they don't wear the hijab. And they think that, okay, you as a teacher, you're talking against the parents. Okay? Or, for example, about the beard. If you talk, for example, about the beard, oh, you know what? He's talking against my father. Those type of things will be there. But our duty, our responsibility is we have to think and we have to have a good command of a different cultures and different backgrounds and different, you know, the sensitivities about the students. And one of the point here, a general point here, brothers and sisters, is once the students, they come to you, you don't know background of that. Maybe a mom, she is not Muslim, father is a Muslim, or vice versa, or some of them, they're not practicing at all, or some of them, they're going through a divorce, and their parents is affected. Some of them, they don't have a healthy environment in their homes. Some of them, they don't care about, for example, eating McDonald's and here, there. So lots of things going. Okay, so you are not in, for example, if I'm in Alipur, small village, I know 80-90% of the people what they're going through. But here, you don't know. So you have a combination of all these students. And once the students, they come, sometimes they act weird, hyper. It's not because they're bad. Because they're going through lots of stress, problems. Whether internal problems, whether faith, whether this, whether that. And some of them, economical problems. The struggle, one of these students, she came and she cried on Thursday night that school will begin and my father and my mother, they cannot pay. So I want to come. And my father and mother, they cannot, for example, reach out. I said, if in that case, we are fail. So our environment should be so open that any parents, they should feel that, yes, for example, if I'm talking to Sister Nawab or Abedi or anyone, it's equal. So they listen to us. So you see, these are the problems. Some of them, because of the cultural, financial, job, you know. Some of them, for example, also for example, in Alipur, if there is any death, even a cow give the birth. Everyone knows that, for example, Hassan's cow has, for example, pregnant and gave the birth. So we know that what's going there. From that point. But here you don't know, for example, what's going in their family. Some of them, they lost, for example, their parents or, you know, great grandparents, and they're weeping and crying in their homes, and then they bring their kids to Sunday school. So you want to have a big party. So all those type of things, it's not your mistake, but at least my point here is you have the combination of all types of students which you don't know. Their background. So that's what's very important, to know the background of the students. So at least you have to talk, you have to step in a way that you can accommodate the majority of them, inshallah. One of the point here is, a general point is prejudice. Prejudice or prejudice is something is a painful for all of us. Let's say, for example, kitchen. Oh, because, for example, one or two brothers, they own, that's the own. They are. Here, for example, Sister Uruj, only she brings her team. There, for example, Sabah Academy, only, for example, Iranian, they hijack there. For example, the storage is only this. So we have these type of things, problems. Portion of that is, where you're going to bring the team. You cannot bring the team from the heavens. You have to see what you have available. But sometimes people, they think that it's because of the prejudice. So that's why our school policy to be so open, anyone wants to step in, anyone wants to come, anyone wants to enjoy, they should feel that this is my home. I'm not turned away because of my background or because who I am. If there is anything, it should be based on Islamic ethics and etiquettes. The last point is about the akhlaq. Akhlaq point, a general point for all the teachers, staff, and everything is very important. The way I treat, the way I look, the way I express, the way I talk, the way I walk, everything should be counted. Believe me, your students, they look after you, what you do. The way you talk, they learn. I understand one of the students, he wants to duplicate the voice of Brother Asad Mahani. Why? Oh, I like him so much and I want to copy him. So this is the reality. So they want to go to that extent. So that's good. Yes, good. But it's going to bring more responsibilities for the teachers, teachers and staff and our team. Yes. So one of the very important point is inshallah akhlaq, and to follow the akhlaqi points inshallah.